overall, Democrats have this problem where identity politics went to die during the last election. They're losing their coalitions that they have built over the course of the past 20 years. They don't have a plan to really get them back, and Republicans are cutting into the demographics that typically vote for them. So they're going to have to grapple with that. The final thing is, you have people like Jen Psaki and people on the far left saying that they lost because they weren't to the left enough. When every single arrow on the map pointed to the right, the country shifted to the right. California voted for Prop 36 in every single county. They wanted law and order. And yet their solution is to double down on crazy. And it's not that Jerry Connolly is a moderate by any means. So I'm not sure that was actually about, you know, I think that was more about seniority than anything else.
Exactly.
But this idea that there is a number of high-profile Democrats in the media in their own bubble calling for more far-left ideas and policy positions when the country thoroughly rejected that. And they lost to Trump the second time thoroughly, I think is very interesting. And we'll see if that can play out for them. But right now they're losing a coalition and they are not listening to people who just want some normalcy in their lives.